GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Once again, Donald Trump is president of the United States.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
The 47th president, during his inaugural address, promises galore.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
The ACLU is suing after the president said he wants to do away with birthright citizenship. A U.S. Border Patrol officer was killed. Happened on I-91 in Coventry, Vermont, south of the border with Canada. Authorities say one suspect was also shot dead and a second suspect taken into custody. Ohio State, your national champion of college football. The 13-2 Buckeyes dispatched the 14-1 Notre Dame Fighting Irish 34-23 in the college football playoff championship game. This is ABC News. Warnings of extreme cold from the Rockies to the northern plains and into the deep south with dangerously low temperatures in Savannah, Georgia.
Our reality is this. We can do hurricanes and tropical storms all right. We don't do cold and we don't do ice well.
Mayor Van Johnson.
Stay home, watch Netflix, make some soup, enjoy your family. The schools are closed. And let's find ways just to hunker down.
Both of Houston's major airports announced that flight operations would be suspended Tuesday ahead of hazardous conditions. Her family announced the death of Cecile Richards, the national leader for abortion access, led Planned Parenthood for 12 years. In 2023, 5 years after leaving, she developed an aggressive form of brain cancer. The family statement says she died surrounded by family and her ever-loyal dog, Ollie. Cecile Richards was 67 years old when she passed away. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. An extreme cold warning in effect overnight. We'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, temperatures around 15 below, and our wind chills around 30 to 35 below, with a west to northwest wind. Sunshine near zero Tuesday. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, when did Republicans embrace rule by executive order? We dive in with John Nichols from the Cap Times and Nation Magazine. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, it's a sober, somber day of mourning, which is why I'm dressed in black today. Our quote for the day from Shelley, Percy Shelley, written in 1819. Rise like lions after slumber in unvanquished number. Shake your chains to earth like dew, which in sleep had fallen on you. Ye are many, they are few. Yeah, the morbidly rich are taking over. An illegitimate president, the 14th Amendment explicitly says that somebody who tries to commit sedition to overturn the government of the United States, to overthrow the government of the United States, may not serve in political office. And so we are, you know, as I speak, swearing in. Right now it's the vice president. In a moment it'll be the president. An illegitimate presidency for the next 4 years. Grim stuff. So I'm guessing over the course of the next 3 hours of this program, we're gonna get some news about executive orders that Trump signs. He's gonna go to a rally. He's gonna sign some executive orders there. He's it's just weird stuff gonna be going on here. I'll keep you up to date. We've got a monitor here in the studio, and we're tracking the news. And so, no need to go anywhere else. I've got it all here. President Biden pardoned Anthony Fauci and General Milley and members of his own family. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And also, why won't AOC attend the inauguration? She has a rather in-your-face opinion about this. In the second hour of our program, and of course, I'll be picking up your calls. No guests today. It's just you and me. In the second hour of our program, your reminder that the president of South Korea is still in jail for trying to overthrow his government. In fact, he's in solitary confinement. And did South Korea just witness its own January 6th moment over the weekend? I'll tell you about that. Also, the former Canadian finance minister and regular guest on this program at one time, Krista Freeland, who used to be a columnist for the Financial Times and used to come on the Tom Hartman program and explain stuff, intends to run to lead Canada, to lead the government's, the country's, you know, governing Liberal Party. And, of course, if her party wins the election, she becomes the prime minister. She says, I'm running to fight for Canada. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. And in the third hour of our program, shock and awe, Donald Trump plans 100 immediate executive actions. Here's what could be coming. Actually, by the time the third hour gets around, this story will probably be stale and we will know what is happening. But, I'll keep you up to date. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take, is titled "The Morbidly Rich, a New Name for an Old Problem." And, what should we call them? Right? I mean, you know, attending Trump's inauguration today are three of the wealthiest people in America, arguably in the world. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, and the respective leaders or owners of TikTok, Google, and ChatGPT, who are not quite as rich, but they're all billionaires, right? I believe. So want near absolute power in America with the approval of at least half of the American public? I mean, we've seen this played out in Russia and Hungary. Just seize control of the media. Just tweak the top secret algorithms that determine, you know, what most people see on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Twitter X, and TikTok, and algorithmically filter the search results of Google and ChatGPT and control the content of the Washington Post. And you've got it. You've got a dictatorship with the approval of the people. We've seen this in country after country. Seize the media first. Half of America now gets their news from Facebook or Twitter, from social media, or TikTok, or Instagram. And all of these sites are now fully in the bag for Donald Trump. So how do we describe these oligarchs who control these media platforms? You know, at the founding of our republic, Jefferson referred to them as speculators, moneyed interests, or aristocrats. Those were the words that were generally used to describe the morbidly rich. In the years leading up to the Civil War, they were called the cotton lords, or the plantation aristocracy. The late 19th century labeled them the robber barons. And in the 1930s, FDR called them the economic royalists. Now, since the Reagan Revolution, we've just largely referred to them as billionaires. And now there's this new phrase, the tech bros. But tech bros is kind of a positive. They're quite proud to call themselves that. Tech is generally viewed as a positive thing. And bros, you know, Mark Zuckerberg just came out and said, we need more masculine energy in American business culture. Right. So we need a new phrase to identify these oligarchs who are reaching out to seize control of our government, our economy, and our culture. And one that is, you know, generally pejorative. I suggest we call them the morbidly rich. Those of you who have been listening to this program for a long time know that I've been using this phrase for 20 years. And there are a few other people who do. I can't claim that I invented it, but to the best of my knowledge, I'm the first person to popularize it. But there's a reason for this. The Oxford Dictionary describes morbidly as describing something which is unhealthy, not good for you. And a physician, Dr. David Clawson, last year wrote a piece for Psychology Today titled Morbid Wealth, in which he pointed out that really mind-bogglingly rich people very often suffer from severe mental and emotional disturbances as a result of their wealth. They can't trust anybody. They're overwhelmed by, you know, the responsibilities of their wealth. He writes, from a societal standpoint, extreme wealth and wealth inequality are toxic. Subjectively, we see the ultra-rich and their descendants suffer from such things as anxiety, depression, addiction, and a loss of meaning and purpose. I had a friend, his name was Jack. His father invented Formica. And Jack was born with a $700 million fortune. And I knew Jack for decades, for a couple of decades. We met in the 80s. And Jack had along with his boyfriend, had moved to Vermont and lived in a mansion just, you know, about a half-hour drive from where Louise and I lived in Vermont. He kind of followed us to Vermont. They moved there a few months after we did. And we used to get together all the time. And I remember one time Jack was showing me a new print by, it wasn't Rembrandt. It was one of the great, you know, one of the old masters. I mean, it was literally a print that cost him like $2 million or something. And it had just arrived and he was showing it to me. And I was like, well, that's really cool. And just kind of apropos of nothing, out of nowhere, he suddenly gets tears in his eyes. And he said, Tom, you know, I've known you for almost 20 years. He said, I think you're the only person who's never asked me for money. I think you're the only person who actually cares for me. For me, I was just shocked. You know, that this is the difficulty that some very rich people have, that they can't have relationships, or if they do, it's very difficult. So anyhow, I think we need to start referring to these people as morbidly rich. I think their wealth is an illness, not just for them, but also for our society and for our democracy. Remember when Trump promised a room full of morbidly rich fossil fuel executives that if they gave him $1 billion, that he would do away with the regulations preventing them from destroying our planet? Well, you know, those top 15 oil billionaires in America, just in the months since Trump offered them $1 billion, or offered them the deregulation, have seen their wealth increase by over $40 billion. Over two-thirds of America, according to a new Pew poll, think the mind-bogglingly rich have too much political influence. Now, there are three things that have brought this about, of course. The first is that five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court in the Bilotti and Citizens United decisions said it's okay to buy politicians, number one. Number two, Reagan, using Jude Wininsky's two Santa Claus strategy, has run up our national debt. Reagan, Trump, and Bush ran up our national debt by $36 trillion with tax breaks for the billionaires. And the third was Reagan's 1983 order to stop enforcing our antitrust laws. Now, I don't have any fantasies that Republicans are going to put those, are going to do anything about raising taxes on rich people or enforcing antitrust laws, doing away with this doctrine that money is just free speech. It's not going to happen. But I do think that we can start preparing the ground for the next Democratic administration, and we can start educating people. And I think using the phrase morbidly rich to do so is a good starting point. I realize it's kind of my shtick, but I encourage you to use it on social media, to unless you've got a better suggestion for a phrase to describe the morbidly rich. I suppose we could go back to calling them robber barons, but that kind of evokes the late 19th century. It's 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's our national day of mourning, and I'll be right back with your calls and the news. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
He's negotiating with our paid sponsor here.
Not sorry. That is true. Sorry. I forgot you were a paid sponsor.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. How are you, Kristen?
I am good. How are you guys
Excellent.
Doing?
Nice to see you.
I freaking love starting my mornings with you.
We love having you here. We really do.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Well, discover Native Path Collagen. It's made with the only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. And start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
By the hour, they twist the truth and bend. While they laugh at the rest of us fools, what do you call a class so bold, with hearts of stone and hands of gold? They've got a name that fits the pitch. Let's call them all the morbidly rich. The morbidly rich, they take. Just billionaires, you see, they're a threat.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. President Biden pardoned on his way out this morning. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, all the members of the House January 6th committee, all of the Capitol police officers who were beaten within an inch of their lives, who testified before that committee. He said that the issuance of these pardons should not be mistaken as an acknowledgement that any individual engaged in any wrongdoing, nor should acceptance be misconstrued as an admission of guilt for any offense. Our nation owes these public servants a debt of gratitude for their tireless commitment to the country. Also, just announced just minutes ago, President Biden also pardoned members of his own family, saying that his family has been subject to continuous attacks for years. Those attacks are going to continue, he expects. And so he is pardoning members of his own family so as to basically, you know, end the attacks or put a roadblock on the way of the attacks. He says, rather than accept responsibility or accountability, those who perpetrated the January 6th attack have taken every opportunity to undermine and intimidate those who participated in the select committee in an attempt to rewrite history, erase the stain of January 6th for partisan gain, and seek revenge, including by threatening criminal prosecutions. And, you know, he goes on from there. So, interesting stuff. And AOC has a few words to tell us about why she's not at the swearing-in ceremony. Here she is.
All these journalists are like, Congresswoman, are you going to the inauguration? Congresswoman, are you going to the inauguration? Are you going to the inauguration? Let me make myself clear. I don't celebrate rapists. So, no, I'm not going to the inauguration room.
There you go. And, he also, President Biden also pardoned Pelletier, however you say it. I've heard it both ways. So a lot going on. I think these pardons, you know, history is going to look back at this moment and say that those were acknowledgments by a normal president that basically a tyrant is coming into office. And the big question that we're going to have to face is whether America is going to tread the same path that Russia and Hungary have and flip into tyranny. And if it does, and there's a lot of indications that that's, you know, the direction we're going, if it does, then how do we deal with that? What do we do about that? How do we push back on that? How do we resist? So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Our quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., it's also his day today. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Dr. King added, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. We'll be right back.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Once again, Donald Trump is president of the United States.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
The 47th president during his inaugural address promises galore.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
The ACLU is suing after the president said he wants to do away with birthright citizenship. A U.S. Border Patrol officer was killed. Happened on I-91 in Coventry, Vermont, south of the border with Canada. Authorities say one suspect was also shot dead and a second suspect taken into custody. Ohio State, your national champion of college football, the 13-2 Buckeyes dispatched the 14-1 Notre Dame Fighting Irish 34-23 in the college football playoff championship game. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. An extreme cold warning in effect overnight. We'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, temperatures around 15 below, and our wind chills around 30 to 35 below with a west to northwest wind. Sunshine near zero Tuesday. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. And it's like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're very pleased to have Nathan Olson here, Olson Legal Group, also the sponsor of our Veteran Salute.
Welcome. And thanks. I want to start out with that whole thank you for your service, because we really mean that. And you hear that.
I appreciate that.
And it's really sincere. And some people say, well, it gets a little bit overused. What else are you going
to
say?
You know, I really don't know what to say when people say that, too.
Right.
Because there is a selfless service aspect to it, but...
But you appreciate it.
Yeah, you very much.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
How will the incoming presidential administration impact you? We'll discuss with Sandy Williams following Monday's inauguration on Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
The shadows fall, we're losing light. Democracy fading into the night. It's America's descent.
During the break, I listened to a little bit of Trump's rant here after being sworn in. And, he started talking. The first thing I heard him say was a lie. You know, say, well, this inflation was caused by excessive government spending, and we're going to put an end to that. Really? I mean, you know, every country in the world was engaging in excessive government spending. I mean, and the Republicans are all just jumping up and up. Applauding everything he's saying, you know, it's. All right. So what's on your mind today? Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hello, Jerry. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get
That's
better.
Good to hear.
What can I say?
I understand that sentiment. Well, I have a few things to say today. First of all, and I've spoken with my congressperson about this as well, the fact is what happened today was a farce. He violated the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And I don't care how they spell it out. They can sugarcoat it all they want. That is the truth.
Yep.
And I think that both Democrats and Republicans are culpable. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Biden wants to talk about how, you know, this man's a tyrant. Well, he is. And yet, what did Biden and Harris do to help us? They had the evidence. They decided they didn't want to be perceived as the 2020 denialist. Well, I've got news for them. If you have the evidence, you're not akin to them. That we're always afraid of being perceived. Well, I've got news for them. They are just like the other side at this point, which is really sad because President Biden did a lot of wonderful things. And I liked Harris. I think she made a great case, but unfortunately, they did not have the moxie to follow through. And as far as I'm concerned, I take that as a big personal affront because I wasted my time supporting those two. And I tell you what, if she decides to run in 4 years, if we actually have a country by that time, I sure am not going to support her. I think Governor Andy Beshear, Governor Whitmer, Governor Wes Moore, Governor Josh Shapiro, Governor Newsom even, I mean, he's even standing up. I think any of those candidates are two times better than Harris at this point. So this is part of Biden's legacy, and we should be talking about this. We really should. And by the way, considering Trump's track record of business failures, these robber barons who are celebrating his victory, maybe they should think about that, because obviously he doesn't care about anybody. And also, I guess the consolation we have here is the fact that Mr. Trump is not, obviously he's, you know, we all know about his condition. And, I don't know. Let me put it this way. I'm not overly scared like I was before. For some reason, and I'm very intuitive. You know, I have a sixth sense about people and things, and very sensitive about that. I think he'll try, but I want to remind people, too, that reports have come out from the U.S. military, from what I understand, that they said they're not going to go along with everything that he is going to go wants to do. So I would remind people of that. We're also, by the way, astrologically, I don't know if you believe in this, I do, and it's gotten me through. Astrologically, we're in the age of Aquarius now since November 19th. It should be age of Aquarius versus Project 2025. And by the way, Aquarius governs Uranus. Uranus is governed by freedom, by democracy, by justice. And maybe people should ruminate on that a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's my call today.
I
appreciate you. Yeah. I think
I agree that the big legacy of the Biden administration is going to be that they failed to stop Trump.
Well, they did. And by the way, I hear people say that we need to go radical leftist. I'm a liberal myself. I think we need a Kennedy-esque, JFK, rather, RFK, not RFK Sr., not the one that's in there now, or Obama-esque type of candidate, you know, right now. We need someone who understands celebrity culture to an extent, and what I mean by that is someone who understands the difference between true entertainment and that of the mirage of entertainment, reality.
We need somebody who has charisma and knows how to use the media, too. Stephen, thank you for the call. Will in Austin, Texas. Hey, Will, what's up?
Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I've got a couple of items on my mind. You know, you brought up the morbidly rich, and it just reminded me, it wasn't that long ago that Ralph Nader wrote a book about how the rich could save us all, and I guess that didn't work out.
That was about a decade ago,
And I also wanted to really get your feelings about, I turned the TV on when Musk walked out on stage and last night at his rally, and then Trump turned around and talked about what a great technologist Musk is and how he really knew what was going on in Pennsylvania. And
with the voting machine computers. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's got a lot of people scratching their head. Why is Trump congratulating Musk on knowing how the voting machine computers work? I saw that. I heard that. And I thought, is he just like putting it in our face? I mean, is he trying to provoke us, or is he claiming something, or is this an inside joke? I honestly don't know. I'm not going to get hysterical about it, but I do think that there's a problem here. Will, thank you for the call. Chris in Northampton, Massachusetts. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You kind of put out a challenge there to your listeners to come up with a phrase beating morbidly rich or matching it or whatever.
Yeah.
My first thought is hoarders. You know, there's tons of shows on individual hoarders,
mm-hmm.
you know, where there's men and women and they're in terrible environments, you know, because of the hoarding. But billionaires are hoarding.
Yeah.
And
no, it's true.
You never have shows that shows, you know, what has more impact, a billionaire's hoarding or an individual's hoarding?
Yeah.
But it's still hoarding. And on top of which, the billionaire's money is, you will know, it doesn't really produce anything except more money for themselves. So what the heck good is it anyway?
Yeah. No, I get it, Chris. I've for years argued that many of the billionaires out there are suffering from a form of obsessive compulsive disorder known as hoarding syndrome, and that had they not been born wealthy or not had an opportunity to become wealthy, they would have, you know, they would be living in an apartment that's filled floor to ceiling with old newspapers and empty tin cans and balls of string. Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you. My concern with referring to them as hoarders generically is that it's a word that already has meaning elsewhere, and that's why I'm looking for a new phrase. I suppose you could call them rich hoarders or, you know, obscenely rich hoarders or something like that. But
right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thought I'd give it a try.
Yeah, it's a good one. Good try, Chris. Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Glenn in Kalama, Washington. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Hey, I think I know what's going to go down here in a little, you know, in the next year or so. If you would hear me out, I think that we're going to use our military to go to Greenland and protect our imperialistic.
We already have a military base in Greenland. They've never turned us down for anything. I mean, we've got a military base there. Yeah. I believe we have a port there.
This is about the morbidly rich. You see, Greenland has 25 out of 34 critical minerals are used to create batteries.
Yeah, not only that, and, the northern part of it is the southern part of the Arctic Ocean that is opening up for shipping, between Europe and North America. So,
right.
Yeah.
And so with our takeover of Greenland and extraction of the needed minerals for the morbidly wealthy to get rich on EV vehicles and such, that would make China sort of irrelevant, because we don't need them for anything if we don't need their minerals.
Yeah.
Also, we don't want them to increase their capacity for AI. And Zuckerberg and Google and Alphabet and all of those, they want to capitalize on AI. So we don't need China. I don't know about Panama, but I'll tell you what. China probably would react somewhat using Panama. I don't know, but I think that's what's going to go down for the morbidly rich. Elon Musk is going to benefit. Tech bros are going to benefit, and Trump is going
to... Oh, there's no doubt about it. And Elon Musk, I mean, right now, virtually every one of his companies is being investigated by the federal government. Those investigations are going to go away. There's lawsuits against Google that'll go away. The billionaires and the big corporations, the monopolistic corporations, they're in fat city here. Thanks for the call, Bill.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Well, it's the first day of the end of American democracy. Perhaps. We'll see. I'll be back with you at picking up your call.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, the podcast interview in late November of 2024, when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Everyone gets busy in the months after the new year, and so it's wonderful having ShipStation here to help take the chaos out of shipping and making it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. What are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, plus 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial and discover how well this stuff really works. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, for your free trial.
No more rules, just his command. He'd be the ruler of this land. Promises of power, promises of might. He'd make the world tremble at his sight. Day one, he'd change it all. Turn our nation's rise into a fall. Dictator on day one, he said he'd be tearing down our liberty. With every word, a chilling sound, he'd turn our world upside down. Dictator on day one.
Yep, today is day one. Do we get a dictator like promised? We'll see. Picking up your calls here, Matt in Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, yeah, Tom, I love your show, man. Learned so much over the years. No, well, this is just, I can't tell you. I've had a really rough few years. I mean, I've had health problems. So I've lost everything, been homeless. Now I'm back in home, been working for the last 6 months. I have a touch of OCPD along with some kind of allergic reaction in my lung. I think it's scarred up. My lungs are scarred up from COVID. But if he gets rid of the ACA, I'm dead. I just started this treatment, and I'm going to need it. And I'm going to need it. This is going to be a lifelong treatment. But anyway, I do get to tune in every once in a while. And the last time Mark Pocan was on air, and I like Mark a lot, but you had a caller who was talking, basically the effect of, well, you're not fighting. Democrats aren't fighting. And Mark comes back with the same old, if you tune in, then we're opposing legislation. In today's politics, that's not fighting. Yeah. To simply oppose legislation like they've always done is not fighting. And what you just said about the social media, and if they try to put anything out on social media to be taken down over the next couple of years, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to get these Democrats to understand that they have got to be on TV all day, every day, just like Trump? They've got to fall in line. You had Jemiah Paul on, and you know, she raised hell about Gaza, which, of course, and I'm not even going there. That's a 2,000-year-old something I don't know that much about. But she, where are they? Why don't they fall in line? And I'm sorry for yelling at you, but why don't they fall in line?
No, I get it, Matt. You know, Democrats still believe in governing. They still believe in government running the way it used to run. I think a few of them have gotten the memo. You saw the clip from AOC earlier in the program where, you know, she said, I don't celebrate rapists. I'm not going to show up at the inaugural.
Yeah, I'm on lunch right now, but I did hear that.
We need a whole lot more of that kind of stuff. You know, we need Democrats really peeling the bark off the Republicans and going after them with the same ferocity that Republicans have been coming after Democrats, you know, at least for the last 10 years. So I'm with you.
We've been dealing with this from the right for 40 years.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, Reagan started it, and they have rolled over, and now we have lost it. As it is right now, what happened today, we've lost it.
Yeah.
It scares me.
I'm sure you're concerned. Matt, thank you for the call. Christy in Phoenix. Hey, Christy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I've been listening to you since about 2003, 2004 from Alaska, then New Mexico, and now Arizona. I've got disappointing information to share with you and a feel-good if there's time.
Okay.
The disappointing information is I tried to listen to you this morning on Sirius Radio, and they are not running you. They are playing the inauguration, and this is not the first time they've preempted you.
Oh, really?
And I'm disappointed in that. And so I'm going to maybe drop them if that's what they're going to do. So I just wanted you to know that.
Well,
even you're listening,
I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, you know, the Sirius Progress Channel 127 is really the only national progressive radio station or network. So
okay. You make a good point, and I certainly listen to you about what you say. So you got time for the feel good?
Sure.
Okay. A few years ago, there was a man that called into your program, and he said, nobody goes to Mexico for their dentist. I was standing in the parking lot in Yuma, Arizona, having just come across the bridge from Algodones, where my husband and I went to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got off the phone with you, my son called me, and this is the feel good, at least for me, called me from Seattle and said, hey, Mom, I heard you on Tom Hartman, second generation listening to Tom Hartman. I was thrilled.
That's great. That's great. And there's a lot of Americans go to Mexico for dentistry because, you know, it's just out of control here in the United States, as are all medical expenses.
That's true. Then the Canadians as well. So, All right, Tom, you have a good one. Stay healthy and stay on the air.
I will do my very best, Christy. And hopefully they'll pick us up, you know, at the start of the next hour. Christy, thank you very much for the call. It's great to hear from you, and thanks for listening to SiriusXM, even if they are preempting us for the swearing. And I have a feeling that will come to a close very quickly. Christy, thanks. We'll be right back. It is we're hitting the top of the hour. Your reminder that the president of South Korea is still in jail, and they just had their January 6th moment over the weekend. I'll tell you about that, and what's going on with the Canadian politics. We'll talk about that too. And shortly, we should be hearing about Donald Trump and his signing statements, his presidential executive orders. Stay tuned. I'll keep you up to date.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text feed.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we'll welcome Jack Swanson from Guitars for Vets and Kim Massey from Wild Goose Exchange.
And Greg Vadney joins us from the Rahr West Museum in Manitowoc. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary. Join us.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Now president, once again, Donald Trump has set about unraveling President Biden's legacy. He began signing executive orders.
I'll revoke nearly 80 destructive and radical executive actions of the previous administration, one of the worst administrations in history. Maybe the worst.
He issued pardons of 1,500 participants in the Capitol riot 4 years ago, calling them hostages as he signed the paperwork in the Oval Office. Another executive order seeks to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union is already suing to stop that. Hot, dry Santa Ana wind returning to the Los Angeles area, threatening new fires or expanding existing ones. The Palisades fire is at 59% containment, 83% for the Eaton fire. Former Vice President Harris and husband surveyed damage there after returning from Trump's inauguration. This is ABC News.